Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to build a proper drum and bass bass using only stock devices, and then we'll make it move with that jungle swing so it rolls like it's sitting inside a break, not pasted on top. The goal is two things at once: a bass patch that feels wide, gritty, and alive, and a bass pattern that has pocket. Because in jungle and DDNP, the sound and the timing are basically one instrument. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll pick 172. Create three tracks: a MIDI track called Reese, an audio track called Reese Resample, and a drums track with a break loop or a drum rack. An amen style break works great, but anything with ghost notes will help you hear the swing. Quick level habit that will save you later: throw Spectrum on the master so you can sanity check your low end and keep your master from slamming while you design. Aim to peak around minus 6 dB. You want headroom, because distortion and resonance will creep up on you. Now, on the Reese MIDI track, load Wave Eatable. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and set it to a saw. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Keep the detune modest, maybe 8 to 15%. You're going for width and motion, not instant blurry soup. Oscillator 2, also basic shapes, also a saw to start. If you want more bite later, you can try square, but stick with saw for now. You can tune OSC 2 down an octave, minus 12 semitones, or keep it in the same octave and detune it differently than OSC 1. The important part is that they're not identical. That slight disagreement creates the Reese arguing with itself sound. Set Wave Eatable's voices to mono. This matters, because we want glide to behave like a real bass line, with slides that connect notes. Turn on glide or portamento, and set it somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. If you're unsure, go around 60 milliseconds. You want to hear it, but not turn every phrase into a cartoon. Enable the filter in Wave Eatable. Pick LP24. Dart the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz. Don't overthink it yet, because we'll modulate and reshape later. Add a little filter drive, 2 to 6 dB, and keep resonance low, around 0.10 to 0.25, so it doesn't whistle. At this point, play a low note around F1 or G1. You should hear a wide buzzy tone, already kind of chorus just from detune and unison. If it's thin, reduce unison voices and increase oscillator level balance. If it's too smeary, reduce detune. Now we add the classic movement. After Wave Eatable, drop in phaser flanger. Set it to phaser mode. Keep the rate slow, 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. Slow is what makes it roll. Amount somewhere like 40 to 70%. Feedback 10 to 30%, and dry slash wet 15 to 35%. Teacher note here: phaser is powerful, but it's also one of the fastest ways to destroy punch and clarity. If you put it at 50% wet and then wonder why the bass disappears in the mix, it's usually the modulation washing out your mid-definition. Keep it tasteful. Next comes harmonics. Add saturator after the phaser. Choose analog clip. Drive at 3 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. If you want the bass to speak more on smaller speakers, enable color and aim it somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz, lightly. The idea is not treble, it's intelligibility. And because we're in Live 12, you've got roar. This is optional, but it's a big part of modern DDNB character. Put roar after saturator for now. Choose a mild distortion style, keep drive modest, maybe 5 to 20%, and keep the mix in that 10 to 30% range so it feels parallel. Use Roar's filter to keep the top controlled, low bass around 4 to 8 kHz so the fizz doesn't take over. Quick check: turn your drums on quietly and see if the bass still reads. If it only sounds good solo, it's not done. DNB bass has to survive context. Now we do the professional step: split sub and mid so the low end stays clean. Add an audio effect rack after your distortion section. Create two chains, name them SUB and MID. On the SUB chain, add a Q8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. The mission is simple: only sub lives here. Then add utility and set width to 0%, full mono. If you want, add a tiny saturator here, 1 to 2 dB, just to help translation, but keep it subtle. The sub should feel like a pillar. On the MID chain, add a Q8 and high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. If you hear phase weirdness later, don't be scared to push that high pass up even to 150 or 200 Hz. Then add utility and widen it a bit, like 110 to 160%. The mid is where your movement and width live. Here is an important phase sanity check. Mute the MID chain and listen to the sub alone. Then unmute MID. If the low end gets smaller when MID is on, That means the MID chain still has low content that's fighting the sub, causing cancellation. Fix it by raising the MID high pass, and then recheck. This one habit will save you from why is my base weak on the drop syndrome. Optional but really useful, add an auto filter on the MID chain for animated cutoff. LP12 works nicely. Put the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 900 HC and plan to map it to a macro so you can open and close the base over sections. Now, let's turn this into an instrument you can actually play and automate. Go into the rack macro mappings and set up 8 performance controls. Map a cutoff macro, map drive to either saturator or roar, map movement to the facer dry slash wet, map sub level and mid level to chain volume, map mid stereo width, map glide time, and if you're using an LFO somewhere, map the LFO rate. The reason we do this is simple. DNB arrangement is automation. You want to perform the space, not just loop it. Now we write the bass line, and this is where jungle swing becomes real. Before you place notes, pick an anchor note for the sub. Choose one root that shows up constantly. For this lesson, let's do F minor, and our anchor is F1. The groove feels tighter when the sub mostly stays loyal to one fundamental, and the variation comes from rhythm, short passing notes, and mid-layer tone movement. Create a MIDI clip on the Reese track, set it to 2 bars. Keep your notes mostly in the F1 to F2 range. Start with something simple. A couple short F1 hits, a quick EB1 as a passing note, and then an F1 that lasts longer. And add one glide moment by overlapping 2 notes slightly. Because we're in mono with glide, that overlap creates the slide. If there is no overlap, there's no real slide. So make it intentional. Now, let's swing it. Open the groove pool. Drag in a groove like swing 16-55 or swing 16-57. If you have MPC 16 swing grooves, try those too. They often feel a little more break-oriented. Apply the groove to your bass clip. Set timing around 20 to 40. Start at 30. Add a little random, like 2 to 6, so it doesn't feel robotic. Velocity amount can be low, like 0 to 10, because Reese perception is mostly timbre, not volume. One big coaching note. Calibrate swing against the break, not against the grid. Turn your drums on. Listen to where the ghost notes and hats sit. If your bass is swinging but it's swinging in the wrong direction compared to the break, it will feel like two drummers disagreeing. And even after groove, do a tiny bit of manual micro timing. Pick one offbeat note and pull it back by about 8 to 15 milliseconds. Then pick one pickup note, something leading into a hit, and push it forward by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. You're basically creating push and pull like a real player would. Now control note length. This is the part most people skip, and it's why their low end turns to fob. Keep sub notes shorter than you think. Often they're just a 16th to an 8th note long. Let the MID chain movement imply sustain. If the bass is clashing with kicks, shorten the note lengths before you start carving EQ. 9 times out of 10, it's not an EQ problem, it's an overlap problem. Also, use negative space. Leave tiny gaps before important drum hits. Even a 30-second note gap can make the bass feel rhythmic, like it's dancing with the break instead of steamrolling over it. Now let's make it sit with the drums using sidechain. Add a compressor either on the full rack, or better, on the SUB chain only. Turn on sidechain, choose the kick or the drum rack as the input. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Release is the groove knob here. You want the bass to breathe back in time with the drum pocket. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. For jungle breaks, keep sidechain lighter than you would in-house or EDM. You want motion, not a huge obvious pump. Now, let's do a quick 16-bar arrangement so this isn't just a loop. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it teased. Close the cutoff. Keep the mid layer a little quieter, maybe even narrow the mid width a touch. This makes the drop feel like it arrives, even without changing the notes. Bars 5 to 8. Open the cutoff and bring the full mid layer in. This is where your Reese announces itself. Bars 9 to 12. Do a call and response. One easy trick is to keep the sub pattern basically consistent, but change the mid register. For example, duplicate the clip, and for the MID idea, answer a phrase by going up an octave to F2 on certain hits, while keeping the SUB chain stable. It reads as variation without destabilizing the low end. Bars 13 to 16, add a variation with automation. Push the facer wet up slightly over a couple bars, or modulate roar drive subtly so the harmonic density breathes. Then add a quick turnaround fill. An 8-note stab at the end of bar 16 is a classic move. Here's a really advanced but simple discipline trick. Make your modulation reset every bar. For example, Automate the facer rate Aurora drive to ramp for 3 beats, then snap back on beat 1. That bar line reset makes the rolling feel intentional, like a drummer's pattern repeating. Now for the optional, Berry Jungle move, resampling. Set your Reese resample track input to resampling, or directly from the Reese track. Record a few bars of the bass while the groove is happening. Once it's audio, you can warp it. Complex Pro if you want it smooth, or Beats if you want it gritty and a bit artifact Y. Then right-click and slice to a new MIDI track if you want that old-school chopped Reese vibe. That's where Jungle gets playful. Print it, chop it, resequence it. And if you want extra texture, add Redux very lightly. Keep bit reduction subtle, like 10 to 14, and don't destroy it. You're seasoning, not burning dinner. Let's hit a few common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. If your sub feels wide or wobbly, that's almost always stereo in the low end. Fix it by ensuring the sub chain is mono width at 0% and that your MID chain is properly high-passed. If your bass feels late and sloppy, you probably overdid swing timing. Bring groove timing down to 20 to 35, and then manually nudge only one or two notes. If your Reese sounds huge solo but weak in the mix, you're missing harmonics or you have low mid mod. Add mild saturation, then consider a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz on the MID chain.